Let me say a word about the increasingly complex educational landscape that I referenced a few minutes ago. As I said, this is an incredibly exciting time to be in education, although those of you who are in senior leadership positions in ministries or universities or schools will also recognize that it's never been more challenging. And what are the changes that we need to focus on? Well, one is changes in the world of work. What the skills, knowledge, and attitudes that the business world, the industrial world, the government sector, the NGO sector is seeking is much different than it was before. So these changes in the world of work are driving a change in what we need to be helping students acquire. The rapidly evolving and ubiquitous technology, ICT, information and communication technologies, radically changing our homes, our businesses, our offices, and unfortunately, the last on the list sometimes is our schools. And we need to embrace this technology in ways that are going to be useful and help students be prepared for 21st century life. Changes in the knowledge and skills students need to be able to work with one another in order to make sense of this ubiquitous technology and the information, this constant stream of information that it makes available. They need skills of how to sort through and adjust and their understanding based on this information. There are lots of changes taking place in what we know about the conditions for effective teaching and learning. Later in the workshop, you'll have a session with Kate Merseth to talk about instructional core and teaching and learning. And it's dramatically shifting the way we think about how to organize schools and how to organize student instruction. New knowledge and theories about child development and what it takes for children to learn. The idea of multiple intelligences that some of you may have heard of, that children learn in different ways, and that we as educators need to begin to focus on multiple approaches to organizing student learning. And then some exciting new work being done here at Harvard, as well as a number of other places in the United States and around the world, on understanding the physiology of learning, of the mind-brain connections, of nutrition and the brain and the mind. Exciting new material that we have to pay attention to. So all of these together make this landscape an incredibly complex one, and one that needs a new set of skills and a new set of ways to think about and look at and deal with this complexity.